You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
This one is one that we've never heard before. And so it was an email from a guy. We're changing his name. We're going to call him Luke. So Luke is his name.
I loved a Luke once. Okay.
And the email was so complicated that what we did is we got in the office yesterday and we call him, we put him on the speakerphone and we talked to him. And I'm going to try to tell his story as best I can. You guys, please correct me if I screw anything up, but I think I've got this. Luke apparently has this one particular friend, pretty good friend of his, who had, sadly, a younger brother who passed away. His younger brother was only like 22 or 23. And the family is not well off at all. They just don't have a lot of money. And it was going to be a very low budget funeral and burial and stuff. They did want to try to upgrade. God, I feel kind of creepy talking about this.
I know, but you have to.
They wanted to upgrade the casket for this young brother of theirs. Oof. So they asked a couple of different people if they could borrow money. And most of the people, according to Luke, he said most of the people in their circle of friends were like, hey, you know, I'm so sorry. They offered condolences, but they just said, no, I don't have any money that I can give.
Sure.
Luke said, okay. He's like, well, how much do you need? And the buddy said, $700. So Luke, who says he doesn't have a ton of money himself, he's doing okay. Doesn't have a ton of money. He said he gulped, but he said, all right. And he loaned this guy $700. This was back in January. Now, since then, the guy has paid back $100. I think he made like a $50 payment back to him in like March, and then the next month did another $50. But since then, nothing.
Zero.
And they've even run into each other several times, and the guy has not said anything else about it. And Luke said he feels horrible. And after all this time, he does not like the idea of trying to bring up this brother's death and burial and demand the rest of the money. And his thing was like, look, these people obviously don't have any money. If you loan money for a funeral, of all things, do you just have to consider that money gone to the universe?
Right.
But the thing that I asked was when the buddy approached Luke about this, and he did use the word loan, which I think has a, you know, general definition of payback.
Yep.
So therein, to me, is the crux.
This is one of those things, and see if you agree with me. This is one of those things when you hear the story, it's so easy to sell these other people what you would, I'd go to them and say, I need that money back. And if you actually if you try to imagine your best friend borrowing money to bury their brother, and you would not be all bold going up to them, hey, give me that money back.
I knew we were going to talk about this today, so I was actually laying in bed last night just kind of thinking about this, and I feel so bad that the brother died, and it's an upgrade for the casket, so it's a beautiful funeral. The casket looks great. You are going to be a total jerk store if you come back and be like, I need that money back for, you know, Christmas presents or something. It's the time of year I need the money.
But $600 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for anybody, but I'm not big on the universe thing. I know Emily, this is for Emily. You give that one to the universe. That is just your good deed. You did something for that family. Feel good about it. Give that $600 to the universe.
I think Emily disagrees, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm kind of on that side too.
Right.
It's a lot of money, but at the same time, it's like you kind of bank that with your karma, don't you?
Right. We hook that up to the karma train and send it through the universe tunnel.
The guy already started paying it back, though, so that's why it's just so the train was going.
The train left the station.
Choo choo. Yeah. But now all of a sudden, where's my train?
Just feel good that you gave to a good cause.
But how come the friend isn't? I think then they at least need to have a conversation. Then the buddy needs to be like, "Look, I know I started paying you back. It's just not in the cards right now.
Yeah, but you can't prompt him to say those things. He has to initiate that himself.
Sure. So if the friend is listening right now, I think you need to talk to Luke and tell him what's up.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. If you're listening to this and it sounds like something you went through, it's you.
It's you.
Because nobody
this doesn't happen very often, I don't think.
Nobody else that I know of has been through anything like this, borrowing money to upgrade a casket for a family member. Again, I feel kind of creepy, crawly.
Y'all itchy?
Yeah, just even talking about it.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you dig the brother up and swap out cash?
That lid is mine. Right. I'm entitled to that lid.
Get a shovel.
I am, if you'll pardon the pardon this, I'm dying to see what our listeners think, what they would tell Luke. Do you ask for this money back or not? And don't be afraid to call on this one. We know it's kind of a creepy subject, but would you, if you were in Luke's shoes, would you go and demand money?
Right.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction. I'll bet 4 out of 5 listeners say no, you let it go.
Maybe not demand. Maybe just gently discuss.
Gently poke him.
Do you politely ask for the money back?
Maybe write him a little note.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. And you know what the difference is? The difference is because it was for a funeral. Mm-hmm. Because if it had been for anything else, all of our listeners would be saying, no, you go get that money back.
That guy's brother's dead.
This wasn't a tragic thing. I mean, the family's okay. Just so everybody knows, the family's okay.
No, it was tragic. He died.
His brother's dead, Emily.
Listen to you. Okay. Hey, he died, but it's not tragic.
The family's okay, coming. Though. Luke said we're doing okay.
Jenny, what do you think?
I believe that he should just chalk it up and say it's gone to the universe. But I think he should maybe write a note or talk to him and say, you know, you don't have to pay that back to me. It's a gift.
No.
So it's like a backdoor way of acknowledging he hasn't paid him back.
Is that passive aggressive?
Otherwise, you're going to have the awkward moments of the friendship is going to fall apart.
Who's it going to be more awkward for, though? Luke or the guy who hasn't paid him back?
Because the guy who hasn't paid him back apparently isn't just saying anything about it. He's not acting awkward. I think if you either ask for the money back or you don't ever mention it again.
Well, then I'd say don't ever mention it again.
Just let it go, huh? All right, Jenny, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate your call.
You pull a Frozen on that friend and let it go.
I don't think you write a note and say anything, do you?
Hey, remember your dead brother?
Yeah, put an IOU in Christmas paper and give it to him.
Here's Harry. Hello, Harry.
Good morning.
What's the word?
Well, I've had many family and friends over the years ask for money for this or that. And what I always say is, listen, it always turns a disaster. The payback is going to cause uncomfortableness. I'll give you however much money you need, how much you need. And by the way, when you get it, pay it forward, do it for someone else.
So what you're saying is you don't ever loan anybody money, you just give them money.
Yep.
Harry, I need some money.
Pay it forward.
Stay on the line, buddy. Pay it forward is right. Get your number.
You're a good man. Have a great day, Harry, okay?
Okay.
Appreciate it. Here comes Garrett. Hello, Garrett.
Hi, guys.
A lot of guys sounding off on this. What do you have to say?
I agree that there's, you know, if it's not ever talked about, then there's always going to be something hanging over their head. So it at least has to be talked about. And
how do you bring that up?
You know, it's just if they're that good of buddies that he can ask him to borrow money, I think that, you know, they just need to be able to sit down and say, hey, this was never brought up after March or April. And, you know, you still owe me this money. And are you able to pay that back, or, you know, are you going through tough times? Are you not able to just have an adult conversation about it? And whatever the ending result is, if he can't pay it back, then at least it's been talked about and they can come to some sort of, well, can you give me
maybe you don't ask for the full amount right up front.
Yeah.
Like, hey, $600 you owe me. You can say,
$10.
Give me $200.
Can you pick up my tab for lunch?
And tell them that the juice is running.
Yeah, but then at least it's been talked about.
All right, Garrett, you're a good man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
appreciate
that's a good point. If they're good enough friends to ask for that money, then they should be strong enough to at least have a little chit chat about it.
Good morning, Julie.
Hey, how are you guys?
What do you think about this?
I say leave it alone. Friendship is so much more important than money. This guy just lost his brother. I mean, yeah, it was a year ago, but leave it alone. Totally.
Can you write this
off? Alone.
Can you write it off on your taxes somehow?
No. I've had friends that I've loaned money to or given money to. I've never seen it. I'm not going to ruin that friendship for that. It's not worth it.
Well, let me ask you something. Can I ask you hypothetically something? Uh-huh. What if it was $3,000?
You know what? It's friendship to me. Friendship, family, love is way more important than money.
What if it was
$10,000?
$10,000.
Well, if I had $10,000, I would love it, but. But it's the same thing. I mean, if somebody needs it that bad.
So, in other words, there's no amount of money where you would ask for it back. Because to me, the whole thing is that this money it's kind of in a sweet spot, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If it was $10, nobody would think twice about it. To me, if it was $10,000, you'd be much more likely to say something. $600 is that weird area where it's...
Yeah, but still, I mean, this is probably really awkward for the friend, too. And, you know, maybe he doesn't have it yet and he doesn't know how to bring it up, so he just leaves it alone.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
I hope you guys do, too. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. All right, time for one more, and we'll let Jason have the last word. Jason, I thought it would be 4-1 in favor of Let It Go. It's 3-1 right now. What do you say?
Well, I think you're right. I think it's going to be 4-1.
Because you're saying that.
I agree. I agree with Jeremy. It's, you know, it's a friend of yours, and it's a friend in need, and, you know, you give that money away, and you give it away. It's nice that they are offering to pay it back, but at the same token, if they're not financially in that position to pay it back,
well, that's just it. They haven't offered to pay anything.
Yeah, but just, you know, let it go for karma. It's good karma for you.
And, you know, Jason,
feel good about it. Change your attitude about
it. Jason, I have to bring up one other thing. The fact that Jeremy is saying this is almost like...
Well, I'm a changed person, Don.
He's a liar.
Yeah, I was really surprised I agreed with Jeremy.
Jason, have a great day, man.
You too.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For being on the show. 4-1.
There you go.
And I'm going to say let it go. Jeremy, you're saying let it go.
You Emily just need says, to bury it, pun intended.
Emily says ask for it.
Well, have a combo.
Yeah. Have a conversation. Yeah. What do you think, Chris?
I say ask for it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a reason. You know, other than just being rude.
What's the reason?
Well, the reason is because I think the situation when he was asked for the money, the situation was such that you could not say no.
Oh,
do you
there
see
you
what
go.
I'm saying? Like, if you said no, you can't borrow money to upgrade a coffin. You are a big old.
But Luke said other friends did say no.
Well, they're jerk stores.
Yeah,
right?
They're jerk
He's
stores.
Not
you
friends
can't be
with
a jerk
anymore.
Store. Maybe he really needs that $600 or $700. I'm just saying.
This is why it's good to be broke. Ain't nobody asking me for money.
Yeah, I feel you there.
Dumb.
Oh, your mic's off.
Oh, I'll ask for you.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.